So many preparations are handled all year long, but the best part of Bob J. Quiz years are the weeks that people are at Camp Howard. Bob J. Quiz joining us today. He is summer camp director, and he's excited to welcome you and all your family to great camps happening at Camp Howard this summer. He's joining us today to remind you now is the time to get registered. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Brenda, and great to be with you.
So you are looking forward to the summer. You work all year long to focus so much attention into these months. Now's the time. The registration's open. You're already seeing those things begin to fill out. How excited are you for summer camp this year?
I am absolutely thrilled. Like you said, I spend months getting ready for the summer, and I can't tell you how many preparations we put together in a lot of different areas just to make sure that kids are there to have a lot of fun, that parents feel good about having their children there, that everything is in order and ready to go for kids to show up at the beginning of July.
Well, that is really right around the corner. Kids are already, I think, squirrely and excited because these beautiful long spring days and warmer weather is really getting people geared up for the summer. Now, parents, you might begin to feel like, oh, I got to get things scheduled. Now would be the time because you've got open house coming up. Maybe people who haven't been before, this is going to be a great opportunity. And you just got, well, a short time before those happen.
Exactly. And you bring up a great point. If you've never been at Camp Howard, now is the time to experience with our open houses on June 21st from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Everybody is welcome. You don't even need an RSVP.
Where is Camp Howard? People might go, that sounds great. Where am I going to go?
Sure. So Camp Howard is nestled in the foothills of the Cascades. If you drew a line between the town of Sandy and Corbett, Oregon, you'd run right into Camp Howard.
Okay.
About 45 minutes east of Portland is all.
It's real simple. Now, are these camps like back and forth day camps for a week, or are kids actually packing up their gear and getting to camp and staying there for the week and going home at the end?
Right, sure. So Camp Howard is an overnight camp, but there are some really cool options and opportunities for both campers and for families. Our standard stay is from Sunday afternoon. We come home on Friday evenings. But we also have a mini camp for kids who are either unsure about staying that long or haven't experienced an overnight camp. It gives an opportunity to put a toe in the water and get an experience about what Camp Howard is all about. And frankly, being at an overnight camp itself. We also have a family camp. That's toward the end of the summer. And we can get into that a little bit more because in itself, that's an exciting opportunity for families to spend time together.
When does camp actually begin? When are kids going to be getting on the ground there?
Sure. So camp starts on July 6th. That's a Sunday, right? And we have 6 weekly sessions beyond that for regular overnight camp. And camp goes through August 15. In the first week of camp is the mini camp that I spoke a little bit about earlier. And the last week of camp is going to be family camp.
What age groups then are kids being welcome to? What's the minimum and how old will you take them?
Right, exactly. So camp is open to kids from 6 to 14 years, and age groups are divided up into 3. We have 6 to 10-year-olds, okay? We have 11 to 12-year-olds, and we have 13 to 14-year-olds.
Okay, sounds good. Well, somebody might say, well, okay, I've got a 14-year-old who is getting ready for camp. I have a 17-year-old who may be enrolled in those camp counselor positions that you have, but what am I going to do with my 15 and 16-year-olds?
Glad that you're asking, because Camp Howard has what I'm going to call CIT, a counselor in training program specifically designed for those teens, 15 to 16-year-olds, years old, who want to learn more about leadership and working at camp. It is a great opportunity for kids to be able to build on their self-image, build on their leadership skills. And these are skills that they not only practice and work with at camp, but we find that they take home with them after the summer and they apply themselves to working maybe within parish groups, working at a different after-school job, and frankly, even at home.
Bob, I love the idea of my kids being able to go to the different camps they did when they were younger. One went to CYO camp, of course, all involved in sports. And to have these very energetic young people, 17-year-olds, as the cabin counselors or relief counselors, we had previously talked about that before. But as a parent, I'm like, okay, but there are adults that will be there also. You have parent volunteer places available.
Exactly. Parent volunteers are a key part of Camp Howard's mission up there. They are there to help where we need them the most. It might either be in the kitchen, or it might be outside with some maintenance or construction, wherever it is that we happen to need them. And the great thing about being a volunteer at Camp Howard is you have the opportunity to be able to earn a substantial amount of credit, up to $500, to apply toward your favorite camper's tuition.
Bob Jaquist is joining us this morning. Bob says now is the time to go to Camp Howard's webpage and get your kids signed up for summer camp. They are ready to welcome your kids beginning July 6th, and there are different weeks running all the way through August 15th. Bob, what are the different camps? Does every week look the same as the week before? Are there specialty camps or different types of activities that kids are able to sign up for?
Right. So we make all the activities there available all weeks. And those activities, of course, we're known for archery and arts and crafts. We have swimming and campfires and capture the flag, slip and slide, rope courses, a giant swing of the zip line for those older 13 to 14-year-olds. But this year we have brought back specialty camps.
And what, okay.
What's a specialty camp, you
what
ask?
What is that,
well,
Bob?
There you go. You're asking. I'm going to tell you. So specialty camps are 2 hours each day that are geared toward a particular skill build or a particular project. And they run from fishing to survival camp. There's also birdhouse building. Those are examples of a few of the different specialty camps that are there. So these are options. You go ahead and you sign up for a particular week. When you sign up for a particular week, you're going to see as an option that week what that specialty camp is. Some are filled. So I strongly, strongly encourage parents to get on board right now and get out there and secure that spot for your child.
There are memories that kids make, and the friends that they make, well, they are friends that they keep for life. And of course, having an incredible summertime with great activities and also grow in faith. This is a Catholic camp. It is a great, great summer to be had. Find a friend, sign up and be at camp together. I think those are great ways. Bob, where are they going to go to find all the registration and the information on those individual specialty camp options?
So they're going to go to cyocamphoward.org and flip over to the Camp Howard tab. And drop downs will take you over to overnight camps. And there's also a place for family camp and for mini camp there. One thing that's very important that I want parents to understand, and it's frankly a few different key items. I want parents to know that Camp Howard has been doing this since 1953. So we've got it down, right?
I think so.
We know what works. We know how to make it work. Nothing is too much of a surprise for us. The second thing is I want parents to know that we incorporate our Catholic faith into sports and camp. We reinforce and support the lessons learned already at home and in a parish and in the schools. Generations of family participate in Camp Howard. We have campers there whose grandparents have been at Camp Howard some time ago. It speaks strongly to what it is that we do and that we do it right. There are scholarships that are available, and we want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to participate. We make sure that no child is left out due to affordability. So we want to encourage everybody to go on to cyocamphoward.org and explore that as well. Okay?
That sounds good. And just like with your sports programs, these are not for only the kids that are going to our parish Catholic schools in the archdiocese. Mm-hmm. This is for every child.
Every child, Brenda. And it's whether you're Catholic or any other faith out there, we are a Christian camp. We espouse those values. We practice them during camp every day. And kids just get the support that parents are both comfortable and expect that they would want to come home with.
Partners for a wonderful summer. That's what you're going to find.
That's
at
right.
CYO. Bob, always a great morning. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda.